Day has arrived.
Yes.
If I'm being honest, making his TV debut right now, guys. He's
Don't be
in
scared,
our
Jim.
Weather center.
I'm not. I'm Team Gritty.
Yeah, Gritty is here, guys. What do you think?
Hi, Gritty.
Looking good. He's already been such a lovely guest. He's given Matt Peterson a neck massage already.
Did you like
it? I've been eating an asinine amount of Trader Joe's because it's seeming it's so cheap.
So cheap.
But it's so good, and all their food has like the adjectival kind of explanations that you can only say when you're high class cuisine. You
know? Yeah.
That I'm a little confused because I'm kind of like, wait, are you guys, is this just like packed with MSG and you're fucking with me? Or is this like actually good and you've conned the system and this is like good, pretty cool food for cheap?
God.
I don't know.
And you don't want to know, to be honest.
I feel like I would be disappointed in the answer I'd get.
Just let LaCroix be a lesson to you all, you know?
Yeah.
So they have rat poison in their drink? Is that what it is?
Right.
Well, there's one alleged lawsuit that says there's some chemical in there that they use to kill cockroaches. Now, it's a lawsuit, and I don't think it's been through the court system. And if we know anything about the courts, is that they're bulletproof.
Oh, yeah.
So,
ain't that the truth?
To me, this is just an accusation. I don't think there's any proof. And I'm still.
I'll tell you what, this is going to be, now that we've gotten all the Blasey Ford stuff out of the way, this is Kavanaugh's true test.
How
honest is he? Is he going to take down the masters of the sparkling water world, or is he going to fucking be for the people, you know?
Right. He's got a chance to get back on the good side.
Yeah, this is his chance to redeem himself.
Look, I drink LaCroix. I like LaCroix.
I hate LaCroix.
Do you drink LaCroix?
Do you
drink LaCroix, Senator?
Have you ever drank LaCroix to excess, Senator? No.
Oh man, that's a meme that should have existed somewhere in the world. Someone needs to make that. Anyway, this is Did You Reddit, a fill in the blank time period podcast about the internet by way of Reddit, the front page of the internet. My name is It's Your Dad,
and I'm Dog Boobs.
I'm Friday out here. Left field.
You're out in the America's left field right now, right?
Sure am. Pilgrim country.
Right now. Right now.
Pilgrim country being Connecticut?
Yes.
Okay. It's funny that's actually hilarious because when you say Pilgrim country, my head goes to Kansas or something. But I guess it is technically like Boston. Yeah.
All of these towns are named after like the original forefather pilgrim people, like Mayflowerites.
Yeah. John Adamsville.
They all landed around here and surprisingly they haven't cut down all the trees. I look around and I'm like, God damn, you guys still have a ton of trees. You've been here longer than us in California. We got no trees.
Right.
Well, some of ours just get burnt to a crisp. So.
Yeah. That doesn't help.
No. What is Plymouth nowadays? Is Plymouth just like, did they put up a Costco where the Plymouth was?
Yeah, there's like a Pep Boys and a Costco and a Taco Bell KFC combo.
Amazing.
Yeah, well, no, it's funny. Like there's these beautiful 200-year-old colonial style buildings and then like an AM/PM's come in and now it's the AM/PM gas station in this beautiful building. So
it
looks gorgeous from like
America.
300 yards and you get up close, you're like, ooh, I need a Mountain Dew Code Red.
Yeah.
I had to show my buddy Idiocracy. He had never seen Idiocracy. So I was like, all right, we're going to have a night. We're going to sit down and we got to watch Idiocracy together.
Mine just kept getting blown. Like, oh my God, it's happening.
It was like, it's really hard to watch that movie without. Yeah. Like I was watching it and it just feels like they knew something we didn't when they were writing that movie, you know?
Yeah, right? It's just too real.
It's too real. And it's not even metaphor anymore. Like it's before it was great satire because it kind of hit on funny metaphors about our consumption and whatever. And now it's just like there's an AM/PM in the colonial building that Plymouth happened in, you know?
That's like our world.
Mike Judge, man. That guy Mike Judge quietly become like one of the greatest comedic writers of our probably up there, top five, you know?
I think it's him, three. Matt Stone, and Trey Parker pretty much.
Yeah, I mean, Beavis and Butthead. King of the Hill, Idiocracy, and then Silicon Valley, and then Office Space. Yeah, like,
I know.
Whoa.
And I was trying to, I was trying to explain to my buddy Garrett about, like, he was like, what is King of the Hill about? And I was just like,
so good.
Man, it's hard to explain how much he nailed that person and how good of a satire it was of, like, this person who is just like this Texas style Southern man. And it's like, good satire, you can't really explain. Same thing with, like, Silicon Valley. It's like, the best part about it is just, like, the nuances that are hard to really pin down because they're so specific.
That's true.
And they're so funny, but they kind of transcend explanation. So anyway, like I said, we are Did You Reddit. This is a podcast about the internet. I don't know why we're talking about Mike Judge right now. Today,
we're talking about all kinds of judges.
Was that how it started? We were talking about Kavanaugh, and then we started talking about Mike Judge.
Yep. Yeah, man.
It's funny.
Beautiful.
Stream of consciousness today with It's Your Dad, Dog Boobs, and Muffer Day. So today we're gonna revisit an old classic from the early days of the pod. Partially because it's just a great evergreen sub, and I think that it's one of those subs that, especially since we have not been around lately, we've just been a little busy with work, and we've created a good system for doing remote pods. So now we're back at it, but our sweet dog boobs have been traveling a lot. I have a new job. Free day is no excuse.
I got nothing.
You got a kid. You're going to the pilgrim country. I mean,
father, he's in pilgrim country.
Yeah, those are two excuses. But so we're gonna revisit. Out of the Loop, which I think that was like way early days for this sub or this pod. Yeah. So I think it'll be really good for us to get back to it.
Yeah, I love this sub.
Yeah. And it's a really good one, too, because it does, especially in our complicated world right now, it addresses questions that we all got. But before that, let's get into what is happening on the front page this week.
The old front page.
All right. So here's one thing. I don't know if this is technically, I guess it is front page, but why is it front page? Well, it's front page from White People Twitter from this past week. But I saw this and I was like, what the fuck? And I think I might have to get them. But so Google Pixel Buds, the Google answer to Apple's earbuds, pretty much, from what I can tell.
I need to get some of these. $159.
So these things, Google Pixel Buds, can translate 40 languages in real time in your ear.
Oh, God. Jesus.
Yeah, I know.
I'm quitting Spanish class right now.
I know. Isn't it? That's pretty tight, though. Like, that's one of those moments in the future where, like, you hear something futuristic and I think my gut instinct is go, this is scary, that's weird, yikes. But really though, I'm going to Japan in a couple weeks, I'm just like, man, like, I might buy these just for that trip, you know?
Like,
if that's a real thing, like, that is crazy, you know?
How does that happen? How do people invent anything, guys? I don't understand.
I know. I don't really either. I mean, you know what is going to happen, though, with this is it's going to end up, that's what it is. But then because of the America that we live in right now and the world that we live in, it's going to not work. And it's going to translate things that are literally incorrect and make us all say racist shit.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. This is going to be a gunfight in the OK Corral waiting to happen. I mean, hey, what's up with this Pixel 2? Like, should we just all switch platforms? I feel like Google is vastly sprinting past Apple right now.
I think so. And I think, I'm not sure what happened, but I think the main thing that's happened is I'm pretty sure Apple's whole need to satisfy the chair people and the board has made them create products that are literally designed to break after 2 years when another one comes out. Like, they've mastered that cyclical model, and I think people have caught on and people are sick of it. Like, you don't get Apple products that last anymore.
And they don't have a lot of back-end cost structure built in. Like, they're starting to push the cloud stuff now, feel like, but Google offers it for cheaper. And so it seems like they're trying to offer you products that you might not really need.
I think you're right. I think their whole, like, changing the dongle every 6 minutes thing is a real bummer. I think people are aware of that.
What's a dongle? That's a thing that's in your butthole after you take a dump.
Yeah, exactly. No, I think it's, I mean, well, it's not literally a dongle, but it's just whenever they change.
Like the lightning bolt plug and the USB shit, and it's all different and you can't use your old cords anymore. It's just, it's not nice.
It's not nice. It ends up being like expensive and annoying.
Annoying is the big thing. Like you're in a situation where you needed something and you're like, fuck, where's my my dongle? So you reach in your butt and you grab it.
I wish it was all in my butt.
I mean, if it was in our butts, at least we would have it. And,
yeah,
and
we would know where it is.
Change it.
God, I lose all the time.
I know.
My butt suitcase.
I have a bold prediction about exactly what we're talking about. I have a prediction that I think that they're going to do away with the USB eventually.
Yeah.
And I know, and it's going to fucking frustrate the shit out of us because there's so many things that rely on the USB. But I would put money on that being the next thing that Google does Apple does away with.
Oh yeah, well, MacBook Pro doesn't even use USBs anymore.
So all like wireless connection, everything.
Yeah, right now I've got a dongle turning my USB into a lightning bolt thing.
Those fucking people.
I'm not going to buy dongles from Apple.
Hey, back to the front page. This guy edited himself into the last scene of Seven.
I love this. I absolutely love
which is hilarious. And then his title is, I edited myself into Seven and switched the head in the box with a pair of pink Crocs. Why? No idea. And it's posted by the average Rob, which is a fun name.
Yeah, this guy's going to have a really successful career because of this.
Oh, it's so funny. So, and it's exactly what it says. And it's great and dumb.
Right. Wrath.
I found a great front page Photoshop battle.
Which one?
So there's like a little tiny bird sitting on a branch, and it must be so cold wherever they are that you can see his breath. So it's like PS battle, bird singing with visible breath. And then the top comment is just like the bird's head replaced with Elon Musk smoking weed.
That's amazing.
That's pretty good.
Isn't it wild how much that moment from the Rogan show became omnipresent on the internet?
Yeah, it's so fun. I mean, why do you think it struck people so much?
I don't know. I mean, people love Elon Musk. I think his facial expression was funny.
Yeah, like the biggest nerd. Like, at a party when it got passed to him, but he's like...
Totally.
That's kind of what
And unfortunately, he got he got in real trouble for it. I don't think that's why he got taken off the board. So he got ousted as president or ousted as chairman at Tesla or whatever. But I think that was because he was trying to take Tesla private again.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, no, no, you are not going to do that. We refuse.
And
I mean, I got a lot of love for that guy nowadays, man. I know we did enough must spam, but I think for some reason, I think that podcast or that episode, that Joe Rogan episode kind of turned me back. I heard it and I was like, all right, listen, I like where your head's at. I'm back on board, you know?
I'm back on your team, man.
Totally.
Jury's still out for me.
You think so?
Yeah. I mean, I don't have really any feelings about him right now. So, like, I'm going to have to see what he does next. He's got to do something pretty cool.
I mean, I like his ideas. I think I like the premise of his ideas. And unless he does something truly egregious, like gets wrapped up in the Me Too movement or something, then I'm kind of going to be pretty forgiving about a lot of his, like, problems. Because most of his shit is just him being annoying. And I think that I'm like, listen, if you're going to be the most innovative person we've ever seen, I'd rather have you be that kind of annoying than like the kind of annoying where you're literally just full of shit and you get on stage at TED Talks.
Yeah.
And all of our most annoying friends and all those people who are like pointlessly ambitious just always reference your videos and shit. That's where I go, ugh, get out of here. You know,
like, you don't have to be like cool and likable and any like that's not his job.
Totally. So,
like he shouldn't be. Well, everyone judges people however they want, but he shouldn't be judged based on just being a dumb asshole. He's like he's like fucking genius. It's really interesting what he does.
Exactly. But Yeah, so that was, what else is on the front page this past week?
Huge news, Canada legalizes marijuana.
Man, that is huge, actually. Perfect. You know, I don't remember, and maybe it's because it's countrywide, but I don't remember the internet being this crazy when this happened in our state or in Denver, you know?
I know, is it because it's legal nationally in Canada? Like,
they're the first Western country to legalize marijuana.
On a federal level.
Yeah, well... Oh, I guess it's not legal in all of Denmark or all of Netherlands. I think it's just Amsterdam, right?
Yeah, I think you're right. That's so cool. Good for them.
Yeah, I mean, I'm fucking hyped for them, dude. I love Canada. I mean, you guys know I'm Canadian, right? Have we talked about this?
Wait.
Yeah.
I think you throw it out when it's convenient for a cool point. It is,
yes.
You're like,
That is true.
Like when the Canadian gangsters come around, you're like, guys, I'm Canadian. It's cool. Beat them up instead.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's funny because I am going to, I'm going to Asia in a couple of weeks, and I don't even have an American passport at the moment.
Really?
I only have a Canadian passport. So, which kind of weirds me out. Like, so it actually expired when I was in Montreal a couple months ago, and I kind of like got to the border and I was just like, fuck. And they were like, we don't, whatever, dude. Don't, it doesn't matter.
Go on. Go ahead.
Yeah, it was the strangest thing. It might have been a white privilege thing, or it might have just been lazy Canadian police. But it was just
like,
I was very honest. I was like, I basically was just like, listen, man, I'm so sorry. My passport literally expired like while I was here.
Yeah,
and they were like, oh, show us your old one. I was like, here. He was just like, oh, whatever, man, you're fine.
That's awful. Like,
huh? Yeah. And something very similar happened when I went to the UK when I was 21. I think it was 22, where I was going to the UK and I was on my way there to go to Scotland for some extended period of time. And when I was going over the border into the UK, I asked the border police, I was like, hey, listen, I'm a student here, but I'm going to try to work while I'm here to like make some extra money. Like, do you know how I get a visa? And they were like, how long are you going to be here? I was just like, I don't know, like maybe 6 months or something. And they pulled out a visa sticker and put it on my passport.
Really?
And I was just like, yeah. And I was just like, you are not supposed to do that.
It's so practical. They're like, look, I'm going to save a lot of people a lot of time if we just give you the time.
Totally.
You're like, cool. Yeah.
And I think it was something where it was because I was only going to be there for like 6 months. It was like it wasn't that big of a deal. But when I would ask people about it, they'd be like, that's never happened before.
Oh,
I've never heard of anybody getting that. It's usually like you apply months in advance.
Yeah.
And so it's very strange. But maybe I just knock on wood. Maybe I'm an invincible traveler.
Yeah, you might be.
I literally knock on wood because I do not want to.
Wait.
You know, I also just like look like a terrorist, so I'm actually surprised that would ever be a reality.
I'm seeing some good Trailer Park Boy memes coming out of Canada with Ricky and holding his weed. Happy legalization day, boys. Which is a good show if anybody's interested. Did you see the all-seeing nipple Jeff Sessions come out of, you know, sort of like talking to the legalization? He's like, I just don't think it'd be a good idea. Anybody could just walk down and get marijuana. Like, how does that help anything? He was saying something like that. And you're like, well, I don't know if it'd be a bad thing. I mean, who cares? You can do it with whiskey. I don't.
What did he have to say?
That's kind of what he was saying. I mean, he was just saying, I don't see it as a productive maneuver to have people be able to go get weed. Essentially was.
He's such a fucking dickhead, dude.
Yeah. Well,
he just
and then he rubbed his big nipple.
An old fucking man.
And it lacked it.
Yeah.
So stupid.
He's a little bitch.
You know what? I mean, maybe some of these guys will have aneurysms and stuff.
They will. They're dying off soon. My brother just like checked on Mitch McConnell's age, and he's like 2 years out from the average lifespan of the American male. So
I like to
know he's been living the most.
Wait, who is
Mitch McConnell?
Oh, really?
I'd like to pass.
Oh man, I would love for that guy to die. I would love for that guy to die.
I would love him to die. I want to see Trump die. I want Trump to die like Tywin Lannister, though.
Yeah. You know? Oh, yeah. You know,
kids while he's on the toilet.
And I'm not saying it's going to happen. Let's be very clear. I know it's illegal to like say that you're going to kill a president or something. Yeah. That's not what we're saying. We're just saying we're tired of antiquated ideas. That's what we're saying. And speaking of, actually, so we don't seem like a partisan pod. I was going through the voting system for California yesterday, trying to start sorting out the well, because we got to vote. We got to vote and shit. You
I
know
just
what
voted mean? 2 days ago.
You sent it in.
Yep. Sent it in.
Good for you. So. Dianne Feinstein?
Dude, I voted for the other guy.
She's 85.
Yeah. That's
so old.
And like, what kind of energy do you have to do what needs to be done?
And like, why? Yeah. Why are you in the office still? Like, do these fuckers retire? Do they not? Like, what do they gain out of continuing to be in office? I literally don't understand.
Don't they want to go play golf or go see some of the Grand Canyon or something? God damn.
That is a good question, though. Why do they?
Maybe they're a part of the alien race, I guess.
Yeah, or they're the lizard
working
people.
In public office people. Means you have an open door policy for the public to come complain to you. It seems like that's basically what the job is. And it just seems like the worst job to have. Like, you got a public email and people could just come and say, hey, I got potholes. Hey, somebody shit on my street. Like, oh, who wants to do it? I don't get it. Yeah. Fucking retire, lady.
God. I know. I mean, yeah. It goes back to homeboy McCain too, which I think the jury is out on McCain for a lot of people. I think he was a dignified guy who I didn't necessarily agree with on most of his policies, but I think he was like, there are a lot worse people to fight about. But dude, he literally died in office. Like, he had brain cancer and he was still a sitting senator.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
So wild.
I have a pitch for you two.
All right, I'm listening.
Two
I'm all
podcasters. Here. Okay, if you want to be a public servant, you have to wear some kind of a Fitbit system where your heart rate and health is monitored by us, the public. And if it starts to dip below a certain average mean, then average means mean, average, I don't know, health line.
We're very good at that.
Get yanked from office because we know the body and the mind are connected. So they say in a lot of Buddhist cultures. So we make them all. And then so like if you got a guy like Sessions dipping down, we say, hey, you better hit the treadmill. And if he can't hack it, his heart explodes. We replace him.
Yeah, you're out.
That's what I call a win-win, right?
What do you think
there?
About that?
Right? Think of how many of those like ruddy-faced alcoholic senators would have to step down.
Yeah, I'm really into that. And all we would end up getting these just
get the rock.
Sprightly. Yeah, we'd get these just good looking, sprightly, great glutes senators. Yeah,
look at Beto O'Rourke's. He looks like a healthy dad.
He does look like a healthy dad. Did you guys see that Heidi Cruz profile, by the way?
No.
There's a big Atlantic profile on Ted Cruz's wife, and I have not read it. I've read it was one of those weird articles that kind of made its rounds on every publication. It was just like, top 10 most revealing things from the Heidi Cruz profile or shit like that. But it definitely makes it seem there's a little bit of, you have a moment of Stockholm syndrome, I think, because it's like Heidi Cruz is painted as this doting wife that like abandoned her career for Ted Cruz's political ambitions. And I'm just like, no, don't make me feel good about these people. Don't do that.
There's nothing.
Yeah, it's tough because I'm not a hateful person, but I just the American political system makes me become something that I don't like and I don't want to be, you know? It's brutal. But anyway, what else is on the front page that we can talk about before we get into Out of the Loop?
Well, this Dutch fisherman found two gold bars in his catch worth about $1 million.
That's,
you know, we love treasure hunting on this podcast. In fact, we might become a treasure hunting podcast.
That's true. We're kind of split between either becoming a Tulpa podcast.
We've got to get a treasure hunter on soon. I think that's like a next get to our to-do list.
Yeah.
That would be a good one.
So that was pretty exciting for me. I was like,
that's wild. I don't even know. That would be so
exciting. I'd like to find
exciting.
A pearl.
Well,
just one.
A pearl would be nice. But you know what's going to end up happening with that poor guy and that his fucking gold bars is somebody is going to come in and say, we actually own the water that you were fishing in. So those are technically ours. So hand them
probably
over.
Probably half the Japanese, half the Russians, because it looks like it's around Finland.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
I'm smelling conspiracy.
That's, well, you're, you're talking the Finland, like the fictitious, like
the place where Dutch people go to fish with the Russians and the Japanese. Yeah,
that's right. Yes. Okay. Cause we, I don't know, shout out episode sometime between episode 5 and like 84 or something, that where we talked about how Finland is not correct. A real place. The Finland conspiracy.
And we've already covered what his answer really will be if somebody tries to claim it. Finders keepers, a loser's weepers. And then he walks away.
That's a legally binding catchphrase, I think.
Yeah, it is. Oh, you know what we haven't talked about since we've been back at it? And I know it's not this week's news, but Gritty.
Gritty. What is that?
Gritty. Do you not know about Gritty? The new Philadelphia Flyers mascot.
Gritty.
Oh, yes.
Oh,
I love this mascot. So this mascot, so do you want to give a little brief on this mascot and then we can talk about the controversy surrounding it?
Yes. So Gritty is the official team mascot of NHL's Philadelphia Flyers. He was created by some guy and introduced just in September, just recently.
Right.
No one knows what he is. He's a 7-foot furry orange creature with googly eyes.
Doesn't have wings. Doesn't have any alluding to flight whatsoever.
Nothing. Yeah. It's just this like Muppet character with these bulging eyes. And he's become like an Antifa hero.
Right.
It's like this Twitter account called Fellow Worker Gritty, with just a bunch of socialist memes involving Gritty.
Yeah, he got commandeered by the American socialists and kind of the hard left communist vibe.
Kind of like how Pepe got taken by the right.
Right.
But also kind of like Gritty.
You said Pepe got taken by the right?
Yeah, Pepe was like taken by like the hardcore alt-right.
Yeah. How funny is it that each side of the fucking extremist political aisle has claimed a green cartoonish mascot.
The swastika was claimed by the Nazis from like the peaceful Buddhists. That's where this all started. This is interesting. Right. So now every mascot that comes out is going to be claimable to like some crazy people.
Yeah.
Whoa. Hopefully one of them is going to be reclaimed by the Native Americans because we fucking name all our sports teams after
them.
I know, right?
The Gritty thing is really funny. I think that was an interesting unexpected.
He looks like the Lamisil.
Oh, I guess Gritty.
He looks
orange,
like the Lamisil toenail fungus character a little bit, like a cousin of.
He's a combination of that and then Animal from the Muppets.
It's like their other brother.
Exactly. This tweet about Gritty is hilarious, and I feel like it's very representative of what people in Philadelphia are like. It's like Gritty is unveiled, Philly. What the fuck is this? National media. What the fuck is this? Philly. You leave Gritty alone. He's a national treasure.
I mean, goddamn. I mean, should we might do that next time. There's a subreddit dedicated to Gritty.
We might need to do that.
And I think we're seeing, I got to track down maybe we got to track down the creator of Gritty and have a chat with him. Cause I think
God, that I love it.
I don't want to tease that one cause that seems impossible, but if we can, and you know what? I might get a Gritty tattoo this weekend.
You should. Wow.
It is actually, I'm on the Gritty subreddit. This is one of the greatest tattoos I've ever seen. And it's of Gritty holding $100 bill with his name spelled out in cocaine and looking like an insane person tattooed on what looks like this guy's leg.
I love this.
Gritty's a national hero.
Is the greatest tattoo of all time, by the way. I think you've got to get it. If Gritty becomes a sign for white supremacy or something, I mean, that's just a risk you're going to have to take.
Right. Yeah. I mean, who fucking knows what things are? I mean, come on. Can you imagine? Like, there used to be, it is really amazing. So there is a really famous metal band that like everybody's got their shirts. They've been around for ages, called ISIS. And like, what do you do when something you love gets commandeered by an extreme organization? You know?
Yeah. What do you like so quickly too?
I know.
Like within a month.
Yeah, it's so bizarre. Yeah, Gritty is.
I think those guys should take them on. You know, like the what's the most metal is to try to kick ass and kill ISIS. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, it would. That is actually kind of a nice way to. Like we're the OG ISIS and we're coming for you to claim back our name.
Yeah.
That would be pretty funny. Greasus, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life, in front of a gif of Gritty.
What's cool about Gritty is it seems like a couple people made him up. Like there wasn't some big corporate like process. Yeah. A couple people are like, Gritty, right. Tight? What is it? Fuck it. Right. And like you kind of miss things like this. Like this seems original, right? Like it doesn't, which is why I think people are reacting. Like they're kind of excited about something new and fresh and different and weird. You don't see a lot of these moves.
Yeah. I mean, and like this feels like the mascot of America in 2018 too. Like this is really the mascot we deserve, you know?
Yeah.
Like it's insane. It is like the second post down all time the title of the post is I'm warming up to him, honestly. And then it's Flyers new mascot, Gritty, with an image. And then the next post down is Gritty threatens to kill Pittsburgh
Penguins. I think we should change our alert levels in this country to mascots. And when shit's about to go down, it's DEFCON Gritty. Oh, yeah. And when shit's like all good, it's DEFCON Big Bird.
Yeah,
and then somewhere in the middle, we can populate the rest of them. Don't get me all good, dude.
The other thing, too, is Philadelphia has a history of insane mascots.
They've got the guy for the
Phillies. I don't know his deal is. Is that what his name is? Oh yeah, the Philly Fanatic. Because they talk about him on always.
He likes to mix it up.
Yeah,
he'll fuck you up.
Also insane.
Yeah.
Is he the guy with the green nose?
Yeah, he's the green one with the wild proboscis.
These guys are just like manifestations of really drunk fans, right?
They really are. Yeah. So here's the big question. I'm gonna search this on a private browser. We're going to look up Gritty porn parodies right now in real time, because if this doesn't exist yet,
we're going to commission it.
We're going to change
some
of
our bespoke porn channels.
Right.
Yes.
Right. Gritty, rule 34. It's a big question. So this was, here we go. This is, has Gritty been rule 34 yet?
Oh, man.
And I don't think we've seen it yet.
Damn it.
Which means that once, if it's been asked, it is going to happen. So
it's probably currently in the works.
So maybe that's what we need to talk to somebody about.
Yeah.
Once Gritty gets rule 34, then that's when we start having the real conversation with the Gritty founder.
Right.
Dog Boobs, good on you for bringing up Gritty, man. That's I think we need to figure out who Gritty's dad is and have a nice chat with him.
Yeah,
dad or mom? I'm not gonna assume it was a guy, but I think it's probably safe to assume Gritty was created by a male, right?
I think it was. Okay.
I don't think it's sexist for me to assume that something as preposterous as Gritty was.
When
created
your
by
wife
a dude,
or girlfriend leaves like town, all men turn Gritty until she comes back, right? I mean, that's just kind of like our alter ego. It's like somebody nailed it.
Or they pull out their drawing pad and just start drawing make
believe.
That's
true. That's another thing that everybody
knows.
That's another
fact that we're aligning you to the ways of the male species.
Draw,
dog boobs.
Yeah,
we fart at the urinal.
Farting at the urinal.
And then we draw Muppets when girls are out of town.
God, farting at the urinals is like my absolute favorite thing about. Of course.
That's what we do. All right, out of the loop. Let's talk about a couple of things on Out of the Loop. So for anybody who is unfamiliar with Out of the Loop, do you guys have our episode list up by chance?
I don't.
Absolutely no idea when we covered Out of the Loop, but it was a long time ago. I think it's probably back in 2016 or 2017 when we started this bad boy. But the nice thing about Out of the Loop, and it is something we should cover more, is because Out of the Loop really does cover topics that are happening in our public zeitgeist as a culture and mostly on the internet, that someone will be like, what's going on with fill in the blank? Tell me about it. And then people on Reddit will answer to those things. So given that we haven't, I don't think we need to go back to all time, because I mean, you can listen to our introduction to Out of the Loop, but I think we should probably address the last month, and at the very least the last week, because I think that's where some of the things like Gritty, for instance, has popped up. So,
oh yeah. Well, the biggest thing on Out of the Loop right now, for the past month, still even the past week, nothing's surpassed it. There's this, apparently, there's a anime out there called Goblin Slayer.
Right.
And everybody is like losing their shit about it.
Yeah, I don't understand. We had talked about this before we got on the air here. Yeah. Dog Boobs and I don't know what that is. And I'm surprised I don't know what that is because I feel like that combination of words is something that I like.
Right.
So I don't know how I missed it, but explain to me what Goblin Slayer is.
Crazy. So Goblin Slayer seems to be, let me see, all the answers are really about, okay, here's a great answer from TriSkeith13.
Tight.
It's an anime in a genre that has been very mainstream friendly lately, and unlike other series with its kind of content, gore, sexual assault, intense violence, it debuted on a popular streaming service, Crunchyroll, without any content warning. So this is something they did with Berserk, another series with the same kind of content, and so many were either confused or upset that was a happy, cheerful... They thought it was a happy, cheerful anime about some adventurers killing goblins, and it turned out to be a traumatic experience for the surviving character of a like mass goblin rape.
Ah, okay.
Dude. So if you're like, I love anime. Oh, I'm a Crunchyroll subscriber, and here's a new one. Like, no one knew what they were getting into with this one.
The anime world, I have tried so hard. So many times, and I just cannot wrap my head around the appeal of anime. I understand how Miyazaki, like I get how Miyazaki, it's beautiful storytelling. It's really like Disney-esque stories, but much better, to be completely honest. But I just don't like when people are deep in the anime world where you would stumble upon Goblin Slayer. I'm like, how did you get there?
Yeah.
Like what brought you to that point that you're on, that you're subscribed to Crunchyroll? and you see something called Goblin Slayer pop up.
Yeah.
And you're like, this is it. This is for me.
Yeah. Like what happened in your life to get you there?
And I don't mean that in a bad way. Like I understand that there are people who are really into anime. And I also think it might be a little ethnocentrist for us to be like, what's anime? Cause it is very, you know, it's a very Asian, particularly Japanese thing. But I just don't, I need an entry level anime that can get me to Goblin Slayer, you know?
God, I don't get it either. I mean, yeah. I guess it's like a manga that existed before the show.
Oh, so this is based on a manga.
Yeah. So it's based on a manga, but like it's so graphic in the fact that it had no content warning. Mm. I think is like flipping people out because a lot of young like kids watch anime.
Right.
Like even like without their parents knowing, like, you know, watching adventure anime, it might be violent, but they're probably not expecting to see a bunch of goblins raping an anime princess.
And are we talking like, this is maybe another private browser thing, but I'm going to bring up the Goblin Slayer. Oh, God damn it. How do I even search this without seeming like a creep? Because I want to see like what are we talking here? Are we talking like hentai vibes? Or are we talking like suggested situation? I don't know the level in which we're discussing, because there is something. It's funny and extremely dark, but also kind of hilarious if it was like a normal anime show and then all of a sudden it was just like this extremely graphic hentai scene just thrown in there without any warning.
Yeah, like, that's
kind of funny. And their apology, by the way, is also hilarious. So a Crunchyroll apologized in a Twitter statement, and their apology has the air of like, sorry if it offended you, which I think is really funny. So many of you have reached out to us about the graphic nature of Goblin Slayer. Thank you. You've added a warning. We've added a warning to the episode and are building better practices and providing information you need to make to make decisions about what to watch. We would like to apologize to anybody who encountered the episode and was disturbed. Mm. Thank you for sharing your concern.
Sorry that you got disturbed.
Yeah. Sorry that you're such a fucking wuss, dude. What, you've never seen a goblin dong before? That's really funny.
That is crazy. I mean, damn. If I wasn't expecting that in a minute.
That is the top post of this past month, too.
It's a big deal.
Yeah, and it's a big deal when it reaches this level of kind of mainstream Reddit audience,
mm-hmm.
and is still something that is inherently underground, you know? Because it gets back to, like, if something happens on Dragon Ball Z, I'm like, I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. You know?
I don't know about it.
I kind of tune out at the first mention of anime. I go, huh?
Really?
Have you seen
Hao Miyazaki?
No. I don't know anything about it. It just, I can't get into it, I guess. Maybe it's just because I don't know what the hell is going on.
It is. It's pretty fucking good, dude. Like, Hao Miyazaki is kind of like next level. So, by the way, why don't you guys address the next out of the loop while I watch this Goblin Slayer rape scene
on
YouTube to try to figure out what's going on here.
Okay, Freed.
Yeah.
Have you heard about this, the Jamal Khashoggi murder?
Oh, yeah. I've been following a little bit, but I kind of agree with the question proposed here. There's a couple different questions. So Kamal Khashoggi, this guy who walked into the consulate in Istanbul, who was a Saudi reporter, working on assignment for the Times, New York Times. So, you know, he sort of disappears. And basically what happened is they're saying he walked in there and they cut him up into a million pieces because he was a dissident of the state, right?
Right.
And everyone's freaking out. And the sort of question on here is sort of why is the freak out level so high? Which I haven't – this is one of those things about news that always sort of boggles my mind. Like there's an assumption level that we know why it's important.
Yeah.
But I don't necessarily – I kind of agree. Like I can sort of connect some dots, but why is this so important? I mean –
Well, I think part of it is that he was an American, like, citizen. Like, he lived in America.
He wasn't a citizen, though.
Then maybe resident. Like, he was... Kamal.
I mean, regardless, he was still a reporter for the Washington Post, though, right?
Yeah.
Yes. The Post and some... Yeah, Times and Post. Yes, that's true.
Okay, he was a resident. He had a green card. He wasn't a legal citizen, which some people in the government are using as like, well, then why is it such a big deal? But he lived in the United States. He had a green card to be here. And he was critical of the like crazy theocracy and dictatorship in Saudi Arabia.
Right.
And Allegedly.
And so he, I guess he like traveled to Istanbul. I mean, he doesn't live in Saudi Arabia or anything, but they like, I don't know. They tracked him down and captured him and tortured him and cut him up. And that's it. That's how.
And I think there's an element of this too, that is, it's a little bit of a, we didn't expect it to like, I think somebody, this also has a feeling like there's somebody low level interrogator who like killed him and they're like, dude, you weren't supposed to. Oh fuck.
Yeah.
And it's like, they cut off his fingers and then,
that's fucked.
Like, there was a bunch of things that you're just like, I don't think you were supposed to go that far. And I think they probably knew they weren't supposed to go that far. They created a real situation with this. And I think it's...
one of the guys who was in there and killed him got killed, too. Yes.
Oh.
Yes, I think so you're right.
He was the reason... Maybe he's the guy that killed him on accident. We don't really know. Yeah. I don't think it was an accident, dude. I think the guy told him to fuck him up. I mean, that this new.
Well,
sheik,
I don't think it was an accident. I don't think it was an accident that he got like grossly interrogated. I think it was an accident that he died.
Well, what's so crazy too is that they're saying he wasn't even interrogated. So this this comment is, or this is the top comment on this article or this post in Out of the Loop. It's from Crazy Carl 2. Crazy Carl 2.
Crazy Carl.
It's with a KR. So, okay. Saudi Arabia is very oppressive and does not take well to criticism of their official version of Islam or criticism.
That's very true. Yeah.
So we get that. Khashoggi had fled Saudi Arabia in 2017. He had been a journalist in that country and had published articles that were critical of the brand of Islam that Saudi Arabia practices. Quickly thereafter, it was announced that he was retiring to focus on personal issues. There was then a period where he wrote some articles, but was regularly banned from publishing too much, so he fled the country. After fleeing the country, he published a number of articles in the Washington Post and was that were critical of the Saudi king and the Saudi crown prince. He also criticized well-known Saudi policies like their refusal to let women drive. He entered a Saudi consulate in Turkey in order to obtain official marriage records that he needed so he could like marry his partner. Right. And he has not been seen since. It seems like they tortured, killed, and chopped him into pieces. So someone said, would they torture him for information or cruelty? And then this guy, Hun Badger, says, according to a Turkish listen to the audio, he wasn't interrogated before they killed him. They took him and cut him up while he was still alive.
Damn.
That's insane. So that's like a revenge thing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, this is, man, it's, I hate, I do not like this. I don't like the Saudi government. I know. I don't even think that's a particularly, I don't think that's like even a fucking controversial stance. I think most people, I mean, even Trump has been like his whole, and like Trump in his infinite wisdom, fucking idiot. His response basically is, which actually makes sense, is he's been like, we'll look into it, but they buy a lot of shit from us, so we can't really do anything.
I actually love that answer. Look into it. Finally, for the first time,
right?
He's like, it's about right. The cashish.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he literally has said that. He's like, listen, we can look into it, but they buy a lot of guns from
and
us.
And they're keeping oil prices down on Russia or high on Russia. Right. And so they're definitely this strategic ally. And if it costs something the life of one person for like the, you know, for your country, I mean, it,
but something I heard, which that was maybe it's not necessarily confirmed, but was that the Trump administration knew the assassination was going to happen before it happened.
Oh, see, that's kind of a that's a real bummer.
Yeah. And like Nikki Haley, like retired like the day after they like found his body or something, shit. Coincidental like that. And it's like, that feels a little stinky to me.
I mean, God damn, this is every time I hear a story like this, I'm just like, don't ever let me become president. Like, yeah. I don't want that job.
I don't want
You'll have to choose. I mean, those are choices you end up making. Right. And just like the government right. also knew about 9/11 before it happened, they probably also knew about this right. Conspiracy. I think so.
Conspiracy.
Yeah. Hey. Yeah.
I mean, this is on the docket at the Bilderberg Group. At when you go to that meeting, they're like, we're going to assassinate this guy in September. All in favor say yay. And everybody raises their hand. And that's just how it works. You know,
he was apparently he's considered the most popular journalist in the Middle East with 2 million or so followers. I think really? Like based on the followers and the social media followers, like I just read a little thing where they sort of tallied up other people's followers and they sort of just created a ranking system. And he was kind of the most popular Middle Eastern journalist. And so to Damn. Take him out is, this is going to be a little Streisand effect-y, right? Where, you know, people like us didn't really know who he was. I wasn't paying attention.
Yeah.
And don't fucking lie to me and say you've been reading his articles the whole time. That's bullshit. So now we're all like going like, well, what's going on with Saudi? Now everyone's paying attention to Saudi Arabia. Where like right. 2 weeks ago, we were just like, oh yeah, those guys who don't drive.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. I mean, that's pretty fucking standard too. It's like we got such a selective listening when it comes to any of this stuff. It's just... Yeah. We pick who we want to be mad at when it's convenient, and it's frustrating. It's always fucking happens. But here's another really interesting one that I personally have been out of the loop on. I assume you guys have been too, but it's really interesting. So what's up with Sanders for president and Way of the Burn hating
Ooh,
each other?
No, I have no idea. Yeah. Admit it.
So this is really interesting. So evidently, and we're going to be learning about this in real time. I'm kind of like just piecing it together based on some of the comments I'm kind of reading. But so what's up with our Sanders for president and our Way of the Burn hating each other? So they seem to think that each other as subreddits have been infiltrated by the Donald Russians and or Clinton Dems. Which in itself is crazy because that the Clinton Dems, that would even be another adversary is fascinating. You know what I mean? It's like we're at such a weird point where it's like Clinton Dems infiltrating the Sanders camp to make the Sanders camp look bad. It's just fucking bizarro. But is it a campaign of mistrust and misinformation to hurt the communities and the movements? Or do they think that other, do they think the other is not activist enough?
Ooh.
So edit, this exploded and the mods justifiably have locked the thread. I've read all the comments and researched the subs and questions and give my thoughts here. And here, so the guy who posted this, guy or girl, I don't know, LK38 Combat.
Sounds like a dude.
It does sound like a dude. This sounds like the guy who made Gritty. So I'm going to sum up a little bit of what he said as much as I can here. So I'm not sure this subreddit is the best for the topic, but here it is nonetheless. This is on Theory of Reddit, by the way, which is another one. We got to talk about Theory of Reddit, man, because some of the shit that pops up on Theory of Reddit is so wild.
I've never even looked at it.
So Theory of Reddit is just these bizarro theories that develop based on conversations that are happening. I mean, it's similar to Best Of, right? Yeah. Like when you see something that pops up on Best Of, it links to something, some like drama or even like Reddit drama. These moments where you're just like, it's somebody has galvanized parts of Reddit and pulled it into one specific sub. So anyway, Theory of Reddit. So I'm not sure this subreddit is the best for this topic, but here it is nonetheless. After posting my Out of the Loop thread, I've tried to do an unbiased analysis based on the responses, of which there are many, and my short experience viewing these subreddits. Here is the short of it. So R. Sanders for President temporarily shut down in 2016 after Sanders conceded to Clinton. Here is the official justifiable explanation for the then top mod. So I don't want to get into that, but apparently he got on Ask Politics and was like, we're shutting it down for whatever reason. Users were directed to our political revolution, but a lot of users were justifiably upset that Sanders for President was shut down, and out of dislike for the established created created our Way of the Burn, and then our Way of the Burn has its philosophy of allowing all opposing opinions so they can be counter-argued. That was a mistake on his part. And hopefully converted over. So basically it's like anybody's allowed on Way of the Burn, and then Way of the Burn will argue in your direction to the point where then you will
join like, their
life. Yeah. So yeah, it's basically kind of standard Socratic debate. Anyway, the sidebar is kind of a mess. Comments are sorted by new and the subreddit is lacking design, but this gives the subreddit its own charm. Explanation of the creation of Way of the Burn, which came out of the post on Out of the Loop. Our President is another subreddit created in response to R. Sanders for President. It's temporary closure because they're afraid of it happening again in the future. So they were created. So basically, by the way, so anybody who's kind of not caught up. So the Sanders camp during the election was massive and very, very strong. And it was only growing. And then it came out that when Clinton took the nomination, part of the reason she got the nomination was because on the Democratic National Convention or in the Democratic institution, they had systematically shut down Bernie Sanders. They had kind of thought amongst themselves, being like, well, we don't want him. He's too crazy, whatever.
Yeah.
We're not giving him any support. We're not giving him any money. And we're anytime that we see a support rising, we're snuffing it out. And I'm not like, this isn't conspiracy theory. Like this was huge news at the time that this happened. So I think there was a huge reason why Sanders supporters were very like, fuck Hillary Clinton, fuck the Democratic organization. We're standing strong. So that's why all these weird counter subreddits were created. So anyway, my opinion is that it was a necessary. So in it, as it pertains to our president being created, this is what this comment is saying. So my opinion is that this was unnecessary and causes further figuring or fracturing, but won't overall hurt future elections, and it gives Bernie Redditors some options. So Bernie could go to either of these camps. Good for them. Not a bad thing. I'm also of the opinion that the mods of Sanders for President realized that the closure of the subreddit caused a lot of backlash and unnecessary division, but they couldn't deal with the then stress. It is therefore unlikely they would shut down the subreddit again. There is no current evidence that there has been infiltration by the Donald supporters or Russian trolls at the moderator level of any of these subreddits. And so that's a big part of this, is that the Donald, people think that the Donald and Russian trolls had infiltrated in the way they do to the mod level, so that the posts that were being put on Bernie's or Sanders for president were systematically filtered through the lens of the Donald or Russian bot, or Russian troll rather, which is interesting.
Each other of being the enemy.
Was that?
So it's like they keep accusing each other of being the enemy.
Pretty much, yeah. So there's no current evidence that has been infiltrated, so on and so forth. There is evidence there has been activity by the Donald supporters on a small scale, Russian trolls at the user level, and the moderators addressing this using different methods and philosophies. There is also evidence of pointless vote brigading, which is common across Reddit, but I won't delve into that much. So too long didn't read. Due to differing views and temporary closure of Sanders for president in 16, we now have four large, healthy subreddits dedicated to Bernie Sanders.
Damn.
All with the similar desire of seeing the candidate succeed. There are also justifiably an assortment of active subreddits for various Democratic Socialist organizations. If you're interested, I've created a multi-Reddit for Bernie Sanders and associated organizations. If you have any relevant info on the topic, feel free to message me in the comment. The mods of Out of the Loop lock the thread, right? So that's really interesting, actually, because I think that's one big thing that we've seen within the left in general, is people being like, you're not left enough. No, you're not left enough.
Yeah. Well,
you were friends with, you know, Harvey Weinstein once in the 90s. There's a picture of you having coffee with him. Well, you're a fucking Me Too advocate. Or it's just like weird, weird shit where people are like weaponizing whatever they can.
Yeah.
For unknown fucking reasons. So one of the posts on this, by the way, 3 days ago, one piece of the puzzle that hasn't been mentioned yet. So Sanders for President was shut down by its creator once Hillary clenched the nomination. Clenched is not the right word, I don't think. To keep users from trashing Hillary and complaining about how the DNC handled the primaries, which is what I alluded to earlier about there was clearly some collusion with the Hillary camp from the DNC that made her the nomination, even though Sanders had way more momentum, was what really would have been the better candidate against Trump, because they had similarly aggressive camps. Yeah, he
arguably got more votes, but which meant the votes didn't matter. The powers that be in the DNC just decided it would be Hillary, which means why the fuck are we voting?
Yes.
If you're not going to listen to the votes, that was like the big stick.
Exactly. And that was the big issue, is they were like, it was a little bit of that like super delegate vibe where it was just like, hey, cool. Like we understand that you like Bernie, but like, he's really not our guy. So like, we're not really taking you seriously. Yeah. So anyway, so many of these users from that time period migrated to Way of the Burn to complain or share info on stuff that already wasn't being allowed in Democrats or progressive, Medicare for All, et cetera. So Democrats and progressive, those subs had essentially been moderating out Bernie-esque conversations, which is really kind of on a communication level, on a Reddit level, is a microcosm of what was happening to Democrat or to Bernie supporters anyway. Which is, they were being told like, thanks but no thanks, we're not interested in what you have to say. So after Trump won, Sanders for President was reopened. It then got populated with a more centrist-oriented group of users who spent some time blaming the diehard supporters of Sanders for Hillary's loss. And then that is now why the two subs have been weary of each other. So, I mean, it really is – it's exactly what we've been seeing in the left anyway, which is – nobody can fucking agree with each other because they're all blaming each other for each other's downfall. And simultaneously, they're all discrediting each other's opinions.
Yeah.
I mean, this is, like it or not, this is kind of one thing that even though they're a bunch of piece of shit cowards, like, this is one thing that has happened under Trump that is actually pretty valuable, is people that are not into Trump, Ted Cruz, for instance, is like, listen, he's our president. I'm on his side, right? Even though Trump literally was just like Ted, you're a pedophile and you've cheated on your wife and you fucking have a small dick.
Kennedy.
You know? Yeah, it's like insane. So anyway, so that's actually fascinating. Like I love Reddit for this shit, is when all of a sudden you're like, damn, like there's something happening that has major echoes across the real world that is reflected specifically and maybe initially on Reddit.
That's so crazy.
Really interesting. And I mean I'm not really like necessarily a Bernie for life guy, but I think it's a fucking crock of shit what happened with the DNC during the elections. So you reap what you sow, guys. Yeah, that's all I got to say on that one.
Together, dudes.
Dudes.
What else is going on out of the loop that we should talk about?
Well, a lot, guys. A lot.
I mean, it's tough because there is a ton of shit here.
Well, there's a lot of politics, which, you know, come on.
We're not a political pod, but I think that the Bernie thing is actually fascinating on like a Reddit level.
Reddit, yeah.
Yeah, totally.
What else? There's these creepy Garfield drawings that are getting kind of popular.
Yeah. Oh, I love these things, man.
Those are awesome.
Yeah. So what's the
news to me? Yeah, I don't know.
You don't know about this thing?
I'm just finding out about it now on Out of the Loop because I'm out of the loop.
So they're kind of like the, I don't really know how it happened. I mean, it's just brilliant creativity, really, but they're fucking horrifying. So it's this artist named Will Burke, and he basically takes, and Garfield has been a piece of the like super left field internet art scene for a while. I don't know if you guys remember that weird YouTube video that was out that was like, I gotta find it. I'll put it on our sub. But it was this really weird art film about Garfield, and it did not make any sense. And it was like creepy, but creepy in more of like the robots are coming way. This is creepy in a H.P. Lovecraft way.
Yeah. They're like, you know those, that old book of scary stories that like every single kid had?
Yes. Oh yeah. What were they called? Scary Stories to Read at Night or Scary Stories to Something? Like,
Something about the dark. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Something like that. That's like the exact style.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah,
that's good. Terrifying.
Black and white.
So here's one. It shows Garfield's head on top of a giant centipede's body.
Yep.
Coming out of a door with John standing behind the door with a gun hiding. Blood is dripping from Garfield's face, and the caption just says, "Bullets don't work, John."
Yeah. It's so creepy. And it's creepy in like a very like truly unnerving way.
Yeah. I kind of love it. It's just like, so it's a different take, but everybody knows about the motivation for lasagna. So it's like, we can all follow this character.
I love lasagna. So, I think it's my favorite food of all time. So I've always liked Garfield. Well, I always kind of,
good old Italiano boy.
And Garfield was kind of grumpy. I've always been a little grumpy. Like we really saw, he was always like a guy. I was like, cool, Garfield. Cool.
I just sent you guys this strange experimental film. It's called Garfield. And it's, I think the audience will be able to hear this, but the audio is really, really weird. So I'm just going to play it and let the audience get a taste.
Stuffed in your face as usual.
I gotta have a good meal.
Garfield, you fat cat. You are so big and fat. Why are you so fat?
I eat, John. It's what I do. It's time to get Odie off the table.
Don't do it, Garfield. That's our pet dog, Odie.
You're going into orbit, you stupid moth.
Garfield.
Time for a nap. I'm a cat who loves to snooze.
Garfield, lazy cat.
I hate alarm clocks. I'm that hungry, I want some lasagna.
You're eating us out of house and home, Garfield.
Enough with the chit-chat, let's get some grub going.
You guys gotta watch that. It's actually brilliant.
We will
and genius,
post it on our website and our social
fucking bizarro.
Medias.
Yeah. And also, I don't know if you guys saw, but I sent you guys the rape scene from Goblin Slayer. So,
okay.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Those will guys. Go on the subreddit.
going back to that, it is. I mean, it's graphic, but it's also not. It's not like it's kind of the perfect amount of graphic, to be completely honest. Like it really leaves a lot of room to the imagination. And it, but it is like if you're watching an anime and you're just like, wow, this is fun, adventure and killing goblins. And then this thing comes up, you're just like, it is burned into your psyche for the rest of your life.
Yeah. It seems like it's pretty quick, but
it's pretty quick. And that's also part of why it's so crazy, is because it's like it's 30 seconds in what I assume was a 30 minute show or something.
Yeah.
But it's a hard hitting 30 seconds.
Damn.
Like there are tears. The goblins look hungry. Like clothing is pulled off of the body. It's fucking dark, dude. It's so dark.
Yeah.
You know, in our dark sense of humor, it's
a sign of the times.
Pretty funny, to be honest. I mean, it would be hilarious if you're like, if you were watching and all of a sudden that came up. That's all I got to say. But
for some kids, damn. Crunchyroll will never make that mistake again.
Yeah. I mean, their apology is just so sorry if this offended you.
Sorry if you're
so good. What's up with these nicknames for white people calling the cops on black people, like Cornerstone Caroline? So this one we've actually answered on a previous one. I think we addressed this one on White People Twitter episode, but I don't know if you guys saw. So this one is actually the latest in the line of these.
Oh no.
So have you guys seen the Cornerstone Caroline one?
Is she the,
no. Yeah,
so this is, I think, the most, the other ones were really easy to kind of make fun of because the women themselves were like not, they had what you would call, I think if we saw a guy that was doing this, we would say he has a punchable face. Obviously it's not the same for a female, but this is like
kind of
that math. You know what I mean? Like it's kind of these women that were like,
you hate their faces.
Yeah. We hate their faces. I mean, you guys know what I mean, right? You guys remember Perma Patty was just like, oh, you, I hate you. This one was a little bit of a different math. This was a woman who wore sunglasses everywhere she went. Inside, so when she got public backlash and they did like a news cover or a news story on her, she was wearing sunglasses inside, like, and she kind of had like that Joan Jett, like I was in the punk scene in the 90s vibe.
God. And
apparently, so she accused a 9-year-old boy of sexual harassment.
That's right.
Because his backpack rubbed against her ass at a grocery store.
And called the cops. Didn't even like call, like say, hey, your kid bumped into my butt.
Totally.
Which still would have been weird.
It was one of the grossest, like opportunistic, entitled fucking pieces of shit I have ever seen. Where it really was just like, I will take a stand against sexual violence. And I'm just like, calm the fuck down, dude. Like, are you for real? Like, every time that somebody does that, I'm just like, you're just giving people a reason to hate anybody who does this, you know?
Yeah.
And it was truly offensive. But so that was the latest one. That happened. So this was posted one day ago. So this Cornerstone Caroline thing has been hot and heavy in the news for the last couple of days. But what else? So what's up with the meme where the video randomly gets creepy, distorted, and what is it called? Ooh, I don't know about this one.
Yeah. Oh, void into the void memes or void memes.
So this is they're called Into the Void memes?
I think void memes or something with the word void because it's like super creepy.
Yeah. So this reminds me of, do you guys remember back in the day when it was that one video of the guy on the highway system? Or not the highway system, what am I saying? He was down on like a nice country road and then all of a sudden.
It looked like a car commercial.
Yes. And a dark, like a really scary face popped up.
Yep.
Yeah. So I think this is kind of that vibe.
Yeah.
I also think this is part of like the cursed meme world, right?
Yeah, like cursed image.
Yeah, cursed images. I think this is, I would assume this is, that's what this is. Perfect time for Halloween, too.
It is.
Maybe that's part of the reason why it's happening, actually. Yes, exactly. So these are usually referred to as void memes. They've been becoming more popular towards spooky time seasons. And they used to be called screamers years and years ago.
Screamers.
It seems like YouTube was a minefield of those videos.
Ugh, I hated those. My dad thought it was really funny to send those.
Of course. Typical Mr. Dad. Yeah, okay. So why don't we end? I think we're getting close to time for this episode to end time because we all got to get to work at our respective jobs. Why don't we pick an unanswered one and try to make sense of it? Because I think there are some really funny unanswered ones happening right now. And some of these are actually very specifically about Reddits, which is kind of interesting. So I see one that's what's up with the subreddit, your mom is hot disappearing.
Oh, I just saw that too.
Yeah, I see one that's what's up with Cum X tax scandal in Europe.
Whoa. I read about that. It's like a stock trading scheme. It's not that exciting to us, so we can skip it.
Damn.
I think it's the name alone, I think, is why people are like, this seems like it'd be pretty funny. What's
yeah.
I clicked on it for the word cum, but it was about stock trading. I was like, no, come here.
Disappointed.
Man, I feel like I'm a little behind on my fucking weirdo Reddit news. Like this one I don't understand at all. Like, what's up with our Bouzette being private unaccessible? And then the question or the in the comment is, we all know after Bouzette blew up, another spinoff of Bouzette came out, being Princess Boo, aka Bouzette or Bouzette. Our Bouzette and Bouzette were subsequently made, with the former being significantly more popular than the other. Now, Bouzette is set private, whereas Bouzette is still public. I don't know why, and I want to know why. Personally, I think it was either merged with Bouette, or the mods just had enough and set it to private. What the fuck does any of that mean?
That does insider There's Reddit baseball as you get right there.
It really is. So this is part of a series about Peach, I think. Anime anthropomorphized gender bend version of Super Mario villain Bowser. Okay. Interesting.
Oh, I get it. So Bouzette yes. is like
a girl version of Bowser.
Oh. And Bouzette is Boo version of Princess Peach.
Oh.
Kinda.
That makes sense. So I wonder why they're private.
Yeah, what happened?
Yeah, so Bouette and Bouzette. Oh, of course. God, Reddit. I love the internet. It's so funny. I just clicked on Bouette, and of course, it's like all sexy images of a Boo Princess Peach combination. Of course. Like, why would I have expected it to be something that was less than that? So Bowsette is a private sub, but Bouette is still a public sub, and it has 16,000 followers.
Whoa. And
God damn it. Maybe it's because I don't get anime really, but I also just don't get hentai. I don't really understand why. I don't understand the point of sexy cartoons.
Yeah. Doesn't do it for me.
Well, yeah.
Well,
we can't relate because there's real porn. You know, I think like in Japan, you can't watch real porn. So cartoons are the way to go.
Oh, is that why?
I saw this on an episode of Anthony Bourdain's show. He was like interviewing the octopus porn guy.
Maybe you're right.
And he was talking about how they couldn't show penetration in porn. And so this guy started drawing octopus porn as like a workaround. And I think that's where it comes from, even though Japan seems like the weirdest place for sexual fetishes, but
they also do their like they blur out the privates.
Well, I think you can't show the actual penetration. There's like some law or something, right? So
Oh, interesting.
That's like, I saw this recently because I thought it would be a really good business venture, but I don't see how I can do it.
Okay. Tell me more.
but in Japan, like prostitution isn't necessarily illegal. There just can be no penetration. So like they have these places called, I forgot what they're called off the top of my head, but basically.
I think they're called jerk shacks.
Basically jerk shacks. And it's like a place where guys can come and like whatever their fetish is, like the whole place is set up to be like that scenario. Amazing. So like there's a version of it where it's like a train car with, you know, employees who work there that dress up like women on a train.
Right.
And they just go and grope women on a train for 20 minutes. Oh
my God, that is so weird.
It's bizarre, but also like it's like. That's really nasty because, like, clearly they want to.
Yeah, molestation. But then I wonder, I mean, I always wonder about this, though, is like people that have these fucked up rape molestation fetishes, which I think are pretty common from what I've gathered.
Yeah.
I wonder if it is actually good or bad if we create a platform for them to be able to get that out of their system in the fake world instead of the real world. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, I wonder.
It's an interesting question because I think that, you know, you don't – if you can separate that in your mind where you can be like, this is only a fantasy and a fetish.
Yeah.
Then it feels like maybe you will be less likely to try to do it in real life maybe. I don't know. It's kind of complicated math, but also maybe that's how it works. I don't know.
I've heard people suggest that before, like with
VR.
Like pornos where there are like girls that are dressed really young,
right?
And it's like that's gross, but like I bet there's some sort of study out there that has some facts about if that is a deterrent.
I mean, it's an interesting question. That's fucking interesting. I'm interested about this Bouette and Bouzette thing. I think this is like a fascinating. This is a really interesting thing.
Seems like people are beefing.
Well, good I don't know beef. If it's a beef as much as it might be. I mean, this is a good maybe I'll hit up the moderators and ask them to explain why they went private. Because I think that it is an interesting. I mean, this is a good example of every once in a while we talk to somebody on this sub or this pod, and we're like, man, how do you get through your normal day? You are so bad at talking to strangers. And I have a feeling these people would probably fall into that camp. But maybe they'd be willing to talk to us about Bouzette and why it's private now.
I love that.
And maybe, I mean, honestly, maybe it's for a fucked up reason too. Cause I wonder if I actually do not know the answer to this question about why when a sub goes private, I wonder if it's the same reason why Instagram accounts go private, where sometimes they're just like a little bit seedier and they know that they'll get shut down quickly if it's in the public, but if it's in the private where you can kind of control who's there.
Right.
You know, so maybe that's the case, but,
or maybe an overwhelming influx of people. So they made it private to like control the growth or something.
I don't know. All really interesting questions though. Anyway, I think we gotta close this one out.
Yeah.
So, let's,
I got a pretty tight comment. Or pretty tight random. Okay. It's called Internet Comment Etiquette. Oh. It's just like a pretty sweet site about comment etiquette's gone wrong, good coach ups. I'm going to spend some time here because I feel like
awesome.
I mean, I don't think you're doing it at all. I feel like you're never participating.
Oh, I'm lurking quite hard.
Yeah, you're kind of our in-house lurker.
Yeah.
What is this? This is man. Oh, I thought for a moment that this was going to be perfect for you, but it's not. So it's called Rant Grumps. Is this sub I just
went That's on. My nickname.
And I thought for a moment, I thought it was like for people who are just like, I don't like the youth today, which is I think your thing, but it's specifically about a game called Grumps.
You know what? It's funny you should bring that up. It's like it's not my thing. Like I decided it was my thing, but it's been my thing since I was a youth, you know, like, right. I was like, I don't like those 7-year-olds. I was like 9, you know?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. You're kind of an OG. Like you're an old school, old school grumpy guy.
That's pretty rad.
You know thyself.
So this is a good one, but, this is like a good nerdy one that's actually pretty cool. So urban planning. Things like, why is Oslo's greedy method maybe the answer to Utah's air pollution woes?
Anything on why LA is such a big piece of shit and how we have a typhus outbreak and a plague on our hands.
Wait, we have a typhus outbreak?
There's a plague in LA right now.
What?
Oh, yeah. There's just Google Los Angeles typhus outbreak. Downtown LA has this typhus outbreak going on where there's just so many homeless people living on the streets and shit and piss everywhere. The rats are like having a field day. And the rats are transmitting all these like fleas that carry this disease called typhus, which gets onto humans and then onto humans' pets and then into your house. And then you're going to have typhus. We're on the verge of a plague outbreak in the middle of Los Angeles. And everyone's like, LA is great. And you're like, nah, we got a plague going on. It's going on right now.
I mean, that's kind of exciting though, right?
I mean, hopefully we get some zombies out of it, or at least we get to, you know, kill a few guys with baseball bats. But
damn, dude, that's I did not realize that. That's crazy.
It's interesting because Garcetti is kind of on this like pre-presidential run, and he's essentially the mayor of the city that's gotten, you know, a plague going on, and like the city on a lot of levels doesn't work,
right?
And it's going to be interesting seeing him spin it in a way that makes him seem awesome.
I mean, I think Russian trolls sent us typhus, and they're trying to reap the benefits.
Oh, yeah, he didn't have anything to do with it, but
yeah. All right, well, Dog Boobs, you want to get hit one random, and we can close this bad boy out?
Yeah. All right. I found What's Wrong with Your Dog.
I actually love What's Wrong with Your Dog. That one is pretty popular. That you got that on random?
Yeah.
Damn! Look at you. Cool. Good work.
It's got 378,000 subscribers, and it's just videos of dogs being like psychos.
Yeah, dogs just derping.
God, they're great.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. And I just love the name of that sub. Like, What's Wrong with Your Dog is such a hilarious, description. So, cool. Well, I'm glad to be back. This is fucking fun. I'm sorry to all the listeners who we haven't been entertaining lately, but we're back.
I feel like Dog Boob should apologize to all of her suitors out there.
I know, it's true.
Sorry.
You got a little Rapunzel vibe going on right now where you're just like up in that tower fucking, you know, playing World of Warcraft while all your suitors are trying to climb the wall. So
whatever, guys, I do what I want.
All right, cool. Well, we'll be back. Hopefully we'll be back next week. And by the way, it is worth mentioning that we've got a cooker, another interview sitting on my fucking desk right now that needs to be edited. That was really good. And so hopefully we'll be posting that sometime soon. We might do a 2 a week sometime in the future with a Talpa part 3 with another Talpa from the Talpa community that I really loved this interview, and I think the guy, it was fucking so cool. So
that was a great interview, and I also want to plug because it's crush season, it's harvest season. Grapes are being pulled and squished. We're going to watch that video of the chick falling off the grape squisher 100 times. We're going to drink wine. And we're going to have on some wine guests in an upcoming episode sometime in the next 2 weeks. And we're going to get wasted.
I know. So we got to make sure we're all in town for that one, because nothing spells out a good Friday at work like getting fucking smashed on Pinot Grigio. So, all right. So anyway, this is your Reddit, a weekly-ish, sometimes weekly, sometimes monthly, sometimes whenever podcast about the internet by way of Reddit, front page of the internet. My name is It's Your Dad.
I'm Dog Boobs.
Bye, Friday.
We'll be back next time. Don't give up.
All never y'all. Give up.
Never give up. Casey Knight, fucking love you, boy.
Boy.
See you next time.
Keep grinding on that pole.
Keep grinding on that pole. Bye.